And it is now time for your daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. The Supreme Court delivered a crushing blow to the child mutilation industry last week, upholding Tennessee's ban on transgender procedures for minors in a 6-3 ruling. Chief Justice John Roberts affirmed what should be obvious to anyone with functioning brain cells. States have the right to protect children from irreversible medical experiments that masquerade as care. Tennessee Attorney General celebrated the victory over judicial activism, noting how a bipartisan supermajority of elected representatives stood firm despite opposition from the Biden administration. But don't expect the resistance to biological reality to end anytime soon. A federal judge in Boston blocked Trump's executive order requiring government documents like passports to reflect actual biological sex rather than preferred fantasies. The judge issued a nationwide injunction protecting people whose gender identity differs from their chromosomes. Speaking of predictable behavior, Maine's Democratic Governor Janet Mills provided a masterclass in political cowardice last week, literally turning her back on reporters asking why she supports men in women's sports. And on the tech front, Trump granted TikTok another 90-day extension to find an American buyer, marking the third time he's delayed the enforcement of the law requiring Chinese-owned ByteDance to sell or face a ban. And finally, the horrifying reminder of what happens when ideology overrides justice. An LGBT judge in Oregon overturned the conviction of Darian McWoods, who tortured and murdered his 15-month-old daughter with methadone and physical abuse. The judge claimed the prosecutors were being racist for dismissing two black jurors, completely ignoring that one showed up wearing an I Have Issues t-shirt, while the other said they didn't trust DNA evidence. And thanks to this judicial malpractice and subsequent plea deal, this child killer gonna be walking free in less than 2 years. When activist judges go about prioritizing activism rather than protecting society from monsters, this is what justice looks like. And back to the Trump administration, who scored another victory for religious freedom earlier in the week by joining litigation against Washington State's outrageous law, which would force Catholic priests to violate their seal of confession. The DOJ filed a federal complaint against Senate Bill 5375, which requires clergy to report abuse confessions or face criminal penalties, essentially demanding priests choose between their sacred duties or state compliance. And the law was rammed through by Democrats along party lines, and it adds clergy to mandatory reporting lists without exempting privileged communications that have been protected for nearly 2 millennia. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.